We now will begin with a series of musical selections. Each musical piece will be followed by a short meditation and then a minute of silence, a short brief time of reflection. Whether you are a father, grandfather, mother, grandmother, or child, I invite you to give thanks for the gift of life and love and for the opportunity to be a part of this incredible divine creative process.
Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story's just begun. And failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Yeah, failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does.
And I invite Maria now at this time to unmute and to share her reflections.
Good morning. Today is Father's Day, a day to honor fathers everywhere. This song the Father's house reminds us of our spiritual Father, whose house lies within. Listen, lay your burdens down here in the Father's house. Check your shame at the door, because it ain't welcome anymore. You're in the Father's house. These words could apply to your father, your grandfather, or yourself. My father left his earthly life some 40 years ago. My father, who I loved and feared at times, as he was lost in his alcoholism. I would have said to him, if I could, lay your burdens down, check your shame at the door. Come, let your father love you. Today, I send him a blessing for being in my life and pray his soul is at peace. Sometimes we have been lost. We've been a prodigal child, living without hope, a sense of direction, or of self-worth. Or we've just not been perfect. Remember, we dwell in God, and God dwells in us. In our consciousness, we may go far from our Father's house, but we can always return. As a father, we would always embrace and welcome our own child. Breathe and go within. Open your heart and listen. Come home. Come home. Lay your burdens down. Your anger, your fears. Failure doesn't define us. Only love and forgiveness here. Wherever we go, whatever we do, our Father's love is always with us. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. At any moment and in any situation, we can turn to God, our spiritual Father, in prayer, and all sense of separation disappears. Love never fails. So today, let us remember our spiritual Father, whose presence is always here. With grace, I am here, and in gratitude, I am blessed. Blessings, and happy Father's Day to all. Welcome home. Now, let us go into a moment of silence.
Shine on you. retriever and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, ooh, there could never be a father love his daughter more than I love you.
I invite Eliza to please unmute yourself and share with us.
There. I think I'm unmuted.
You are.
Good. The people we love, really love, can be so hard to see because we carry them so close to our hearts. My dad was a tall, quiet man with a crazy sense of humor that showed itself at unexpected moments. But his life also had its tragic times. He was orphaned at the age of 4. His mother died, leaving him in the hands of a cruel stepfather. The courts refused to award him to his maternal grandparents because the farm was involved. His father abused and beat him while he was growing up, and refused to buy him shoes, and his feet bled in the snow walking to school in the winter. At age 16, he told his stepfather that if he ever touched him again, he would kill him, and he meant it. And he walked 7 miles into town to live with his maternal uncle and aunt. A high school teacher encouraged him to go to the University of Missouri, which he did, working his way through to graduate with an arts and science degree. He loved poetry and could recite it with enthusiasm. He met and married my mom, whose family eagerly adopted him. Dad took over next as manager of the University of Missouri bookstore, and they moved to Columbia to live. My brother and I were born 12 and 14 years later, and shortly thereafter, storm clouds began to gather in Hitler's Germany and finally broke loose in the horrendous events of World War II. Dad was a colonel in the Missouri National Guard, the commanding officer of the 128th Field Artillery Regiment. He and Mom decided to keep the family together until he was sent overseas with his regiment. So we packed up in 1940 and left for Fort Bragg in South Carolina. And some 8 months later, we packed up again and went to St. Augustine, Florida. We were there on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, when the news broke of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We finally wound up several months later in Boston, where Dad eventually commanded the Boston Port of Embarkation. Dad was released from duty in 1945, but the war years had left its mark. He had dangerously high blood pressure. Doctors told him to get his affairs in order, that he would have about 2 years to live. Well, they were wrong, thank heavens. He lived to see my brother and me graduate from the university and begin our careers. As he grew older, he felt he had not done enough for us and that his life was somewhat of a failure. But I remember clearly one shining moment. I had been home for a visit, and Mom and Dad took me to the train station for my trip back to my job near Chicago. We were waiting for the train when a younger man came up to Dad and asked, "Are you Mr. Berkshire?" And Dad said, "Yes." The man continued, "You probably don't remember me, but I worked for you at the university bookstore when I was a student at the university." He then said quietly, "You are the man I have based my life on. I always hoped I would see you again to tell you that. Happy Father's Day, Dad."
Thank you, Eliza. We now again will just have a moment of silence.
My father's eyes.
To my father.
like a bridge that was washed away. My foundations were made of clay. As my soul slides down to die, how could I lose him? What did I try? Bit by bit, I realized that he was here with me. I looked into my father's eyes.
Marie, would you please unmute and share with us?
I am, and I will. I invite you all now to let your eyes close. Close your eyes and see the eyes of the one who held you when you waited for your hopes to arise. Your father's eyes. Your father's eyes. On this earth plane, those eyes might have been clothed as your birth father. For some, those eyes might have shone through your mother's eyes as she raised you on your own. For others, those eyes may have been in the guise of a protective, loving presence. A grandfather, an uncle, a close family friend. That protective presence supporting and guiding you throughout your life. Your father's eyes. Whoever they were in your life, let the light begin to shine in your mind's eye. And remember the eyes of the one who enheartened your dreams. Those eyes were created as you were, by the one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Hear those ancient lullabies. Watch the seedling of love grow, and feel your heart begin to overflow. And know that whenever they are needed, when you need to look into your father's eyes, he is here. God is always here. As you look gratefully into your father's eyes within your heart, in the silence.
Thank you.
And so it is.
At home.
daughter's arms, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world's at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, always puts a smile in my heart, everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light. It's in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, I can see the future. A reflection of who I am and what will be. Though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family. When I'm gone, I hope you see how happy she made me. For I'll be there.
Bobby, please unmute yourself and share.
I invite you now to close your eyes if you are comfortable doing so. See into your soul and allow my words to be the whispers of your heart. One stanza of the song goes, "In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace." So if I see through the eyes of innocence, I feel no separation. If I see through the eyes of God, I know only love. If I see through the eyes of innocence, I feel no hurt. If I see through your eyes, I am one with you. If I see through the eyes of God, I trust the miracles. If I see through the eyes of God, I trust the miracles. If I see through the eyes of innocence, I know no fear. If I see through your eyes, I see a reflection of me. And if you see through my eyes, you see a reflection of you. If I look, really look into your eyes, I see you. The gifts you bring to this world, the uniqueness you are, the treasures you reveal by simply being you. If I look through the eyes of God, I see no differences. If I look through my daughter's eyes, I see hope for her, for you, and for the world. If I see through the eyes of God, I see all the blessings the universe has to offer, and I am grateful. And with open eyes and open heart, I simply say,
Thank you. And so it is. And now we pause in a moment of silence and affirm that the eyes of God are looking through our eyes in the silence.
To you while you're busy making other plans.